I want you to draw your attention to Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. And as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This morning, I want us to focus on the thought, remaining blessed in the midst of stress. Remaining blessed in the midst of stress. My brothers and sisters, many of us are familiar with the cliche, I'm too blessed to be stressed. This expression became a favorite expression among Christians before the pandemic. Today we hear it less and less as the death toll grows and no one knows when and how this pandemic war will end. The people of the world have plenty of reason to be stressed. Worldwide, we are surrounded by the ferocity and aggressiveness of an enemy we cannot see. Our days seem uncertain as we await our turn to receive the scientific miracle that will guarantee our personal victory over a virus. Stress is a built-in part of our modern society. We live in a very competitively structured world where winning is everything. Parents press their children for straight A's. College and professional sports have become mega buck enterprises. The pressure of winning at all costs has been the gateway to a life of drugs, alcohol, steroids, cheating, and more. And competition is not the only cause of stress. Besides our competitive nature, many other issues lead to stress. There is the loneliness of feeling unloved and unwanted. There is the fear of being rejected. There is the fragility of low self-esteem, afraid of not being good at something, afraid of not being accepted by our peers. All of these factors combined lead to a life full of stress. And if we want answers for how to combat stress, how to remain blessed in the midst of stress, we need only look to God's word for answers. No one could have been more stressed than Joshua. He had to fill the shoes of Moses, a leader unlike any other. Joshua had been Moses' protege, and he had watched in earnest as Moses led the Israelites to the very brink of the promised land. But with Moses dead, the responsibility for leading the people of God over the Jordan and into the promised land fell on Joshua's shoulders. God spoke to Joshua as he had spoken to Moses. He said, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them. What would you have done with such a great responsibility? How did Joshua do it? Joshua let the Lord speak to him and he listened. As we look at this new chapter in the life of Joshua, we too can let the Lord speak to us about how to deal with the stress of our lives. The first thing our text helps us to see is you and I must believe in God's promise. We must accept our position as a child of God. The Bible says we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. God told Joshua, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God made it clear that Joshua was God's priority. He assured Joshua on the first day of his new role as the leader of the Israelites that he would never be alone in his God-appointed position of leadership. Remember, Joshua's life was filled with stress. His respected leader Moses had died. He was grieving over the loss of a dear friend. He was feeling the pressure of his new role as the leader of Israel. He was feeling the weight and responsibility of being a spiritual counselor and guide to a stiff-necked, hard-headed people. But Joshua knew better than to trust his own abilities. He put all of his trust in the Lord and made it clear to the people he served that the Lord, our God, was in control. Your position as a child of God is a precious one. God makes the same promise to us that he made to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. In his letter to the Hebrews, the author wrote, "Be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." There is no need for us to be stressed when we are serving under the power of Almighty God. You may have to face some tough times, but the battle is not yours. It is his. Just trust the Lord. God will give us all the support we need to face our adverse situations. God will give us all the encouragement we need to face our enemies. God will give us all the power we need to face our daily pressures. God will give us all the comfort we need to endure persecution. And God will give us all the wisdom we need to face the world and defend ourselves against all evil. My brothers and sisters, do not be stressed. Accept your position as his child. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Believe in God's promise. Then secondly, after we believe in God's promise, we must believe in God's power. You and I must elevate our level of faith. God told Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Sometimes knowing who you are and whose you are is not enough. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And sometimes we need reinforcement. So three times God told Joshua to take courage. Verse number 6, be strong and of good courage. Verse number 7, be thou strong and very courageous. Verse 9, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. It is not that God thought Joshua was not capable of leading the Israelites. It is that God knew Joshua would face great adversity, and he would need an exceptional faith that would not fail. He knew that Joshua would have to constantly encourage himself and his people with a reminder of the power of God. Your level of confidence in the power of God needs constant reinforcement. Pick up your Bible and read daily. David did. He told himself, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." He said, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad." Then he says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." God told Joshua to do what Donnie Lawrence tells us to do. Be prepared to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Remind yourself that God is omnipotent. God is all powerful. And if you do that, you will have a confidence that can never be shaken, a resource that can never be depleted, and a future that you will never forget. My brothers and sisters, we are reminded to believe in God's promise, to believe in God's power. But finally, you and I must trust in God's presence. You and I must begin to think positively. Till now, the Israelites had been stressed over the loss of Moses. They were unsure of what lay ahead. But with confidence, Joshua accepted his position of leadership with conviction and a ring of certainty in his voice. He took God's command to his people. Remember the word of Moses, he said, "The Lord has given you this land." Like Moses and the Red Sea experience, Joshua knew that the situation ahead of him would not be easy. Conquering Canaan would not happen by natural means. The conquest ahead would demand implicit trust in and absolute dependence upon God's miracle working power. But Joshua trusted in the constant and abiding presence of God. He was positive God would give them the victory. God can empower you and instill confidence in you, but if you do not positively trust in the presence of God, you won't be able to instill that confidence and conviction in others. All of us who are baptized by the blood of Christ have a ministry in the kingdom of God. That's from the youngest to the oldest. But to be effective, you have to be able to convey your strong faith in a way that will draw others to Christ. Not just confidence in what Christ did for you, but in confidence in what Christ can do for others. Joshua's faith was effectual because he felt God's presence. Moses may have been dead, but Joshua knew that God's purpose was very much alive. When he called the people to follow his instruction, they answered Joshua saying, "Whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go." Where are all my positive thinkers this morning on this call? God has no room in his kingdom for naysayers and doubters. God is looking for those who believe in the promise. God is looking for those who believe in the power and the presence of God. Those who believe that God can turn rags into robes, bondage into freedom, misery into joy, famine into feast, and darkness into the brightness of his glory. This morning, God is calling the sinner to salvation and the saved to service. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul reminds us, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. For every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, and you can remain blessed in the midst of stress. The message of God for the people of God. Perhaps there's someone on this call this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. I want to extend that invitation to you through the power of prayer and ask that you will repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I acknowledge that you, Jesus, are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross, that your blood was shed for my sins, and that you arose from the grave and conquered death. I understand that I was born a sinner, and I've sinned by disobeying your commandments. I ask you to forgive me for these sins. Please change my heart to be like yours, loving and full of forgiveness. Help me to obey your teachings as recorded in the Bible. Bring people into my life who can help me on this new path. Be my Savior, be my Lord. Thank you for saving me from death and giving me new life. Amen. If you believe this prayer that you have just prayed by faith, you are saved. And if you have any more questions about salvation or your walk with God, please feel free to contact myself or any of our deacons or members.